We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. PG&E has said it will shut off power in portions of Sonoma, Napa, and Solano counties. Of course, this is part of their effort to reduce wildfire risk. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub joins us from Cotati with more.
Yes, Susan, there is good news and bad news in all this. The good, that yesterday PG&E said it expected to shut off electricity to 38,000 Sonoma County customers. Well, now 19,000 will lose power beginning this hour, so those numbers have been reduced significantly. But homes and businesses will go dark, traffic lights won't work, and many lives will be impacted, including these two people.
Me, personally, I have a little one, so it's very hard to keep them busy when we're staying inside, and very hard to keep being able to feed her food.
There's people who need their machines to operate. Like if you have a CPAP machine and the power goes out, you can't operate that CPAP machine. So it does cause difficulty.
The power shutoffs will impact parts of Santa Rosa, much of Cloverdale, Windsor, Healdsburg, Petaluma, and Sonoma. The power could be restored to many sometime Thursday, but that's an if. One school closure to report, that's Maria Carrillo in Santa Rosa. Reporting in Cotati, Jeffrey Schaub.
Now, the other major story of the morning, this morning's impeachment hearing. Ambassador Gordon Sondland there, the U.S. ambassador to the EU, and Doug Sovereign, our KCBS political reporter, has been following this. A lot of anticipation, and it has been delivered upon already, Doug.
Yeah, it's lived up to the hype in this case. There was some criticism last week of NBC News for saying that the hearings lacked pizzazz and wouldn't capture the public attention. In fact, the ratings have been very high. Well, this is full of pizzazz today because Gordon Sondland, a rich hotel magnate who gave $1 million to the Trump inauguration committee and in return was named ambassador to the European Union, testifying today that this was not some cooked up rogue scheme. It was actually the express orders of the president that there was a quid pro quo, very much orchestrated by the president, by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, by Secretary of Energy Rick Perry, involving Sondland and others in the State Department and the diplomatic corps. And that, yes, there was a quid pro quo, that if Ukraine wanted to have a meeting in the Oval Office with the president, if Zelensky wanted to have a phone call with President Trump, an official phone call, he was going to have to publicly announce investigations of the gas company Burisma that Hunter Biden was on the board of the Bidens, of 2016 election interference. And it was an express quid pro quo, and everyone was in the loop. It was no secret, and it was what Trump was pursuing, and Sondland didn't think at the time there was anything wrong or improper, although he did not like the involvement of Rudy Giuliani, but he said he played the hand he was dealt. So that has been the gist of his testimony. He's still testifying now. He's complained a bit about how the White House has stonewalled him, not let him get access to his own calendars and phone records and State Department documents that he said would refresh his memory and help him explain discrepancies. And in fact, Adam Schiff, the chair of the committee, also warned the president and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that they're obstructing Congress by not complying with subpoenas and not providing information, and obstruction of Congress could be added as another article of impeachment.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts, and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.